Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690. We still have 30 degrees right now, so it's a little chilly as we still have the freeze warning in effect until 10. So it is time for Neowall. It's on the way. It's a T-minus just a few days. We have Lisa Wilson with us. How are you doing? Are you rested enough?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm ready. I have my Neowall clothes
you
on again, just like last week.
You do have everything embroidered, and I mean, this is going to be all Neowall all the time for the foreseeable future.
From here on out.
Okay, so let's just get into it.
Okay. Well, I brought a big listing of things that are happening in the community, and then I really want to focus on Neowalla since you mentioned that it starts this week. So, and I have a good friend in studio, so we'll introduce her in just a minute. I just want to remind everyone that Independence offers 3 meals to those who might find a need for a home-cooked meal of such. So every Tuesday, the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel has the Open Arms Diner, and they offer carry-out meals only from 5 to 5:30. And then on Wednesdays, the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue, they offer a free dinner as well at 5:45, and I believe you can eat at the church for that meal. And then on Thursdays, the local churches all take turns providing the CUF meal, and it's an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. It's held at Wesley Center at 111 East Maple, and this meal is carryout only as well, starts at 6 o'clock. And I might just mention that last week they had a record 208 meals served, so there's a lot of need out there. Food costs are up, and people are feeling the pinch when they go to the store. So I just can't thank our churches enough for providing these options. And I encourage everyone to support the churches if you want to donate and support the meals. Or if you know of somebody who could benefit from one of these meals, please share that information. That's important. We have veteran services programs available every Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 at 4 County Mental Health Center at 1101 Donald Avenue. You can call Lauren Osborne at 331-3131 for more information and all the details about his programs. And I'd just like to mention how much that in Independence, and I'm sure in Coffeyville and in the county, we appreciate our veterans and the service and sacrifice that they've made. You know, we'll be celebrating Veterans Day of Honor on Saturday, November the 5th, as we approach the holiday, and our Veterans Day banners will go up in Independence. We have about close to 300 flags that fly in our downtown and around town area 365 days out of the year. We have a beautiful Veterans Freedom Square memorial out in our park, along with other war memorials. So I just want to take a moment to express our appreciation for our veterans. I know that our community college also has veteran services on the campus, and they're a veteran-friendly campus. And so I think that speaks volumes, and I think it's worth pointing out on a occasional basis.
Of course, and it's a really it's just wonderful to see so much work go into an event, because it's an important recognition. And also, you guys have a full-time job keeping all those banners up and down.
That's
and
right.
Changing them out. And, you know, when you don't have any banners up, on a rare occasion, it looks like you got streetcars. You know, there's so many lines going across. It's great.
I know. Neowalla banners go up, then they come down.
You know, Shay, our new sports guy who just moved to Independence, that was one of the first things he noticed, like all the banners for Neowalla.
New banners this year.
New banners, ooh, yeah.
So let's talk Little House on the Prairie. You know, it's cold outside right now, but I think it's going to get nice, and we're going to have great weather for Neowalla. But we are approaching the closing of the season for Little House on the Prairie. Admission is $5 for adults, $3 for kids. They're open Monday through Sunday, which is basically 7 days a week from 10 to 5. But on Monday, October the 31st, that will be when they close for the season. So just have a few weeks left to get in your experience out on the prairie. And then I also like to mention all of the great live music that we have downtown. We have at Dickie's Barbecue every Wednesday evening. Not only can you get great barbecue, but you can listen to some great music as well. They have live music, and this week is acoustic guitarist Clint Gilbert. And he will start playing at 6:30, wrap up around 9. So if you're looking for something fun to do on Wednesday evening, that is something to choose from. And musical bingo also takes place at the brewery. Have you been over to Independence yet?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Checking it out.
I want a full report on what you see.
Yes.
I always like to know from a new person's perspective what they think about the community. But we have a great brewery. And on Wednesday nights, they play musical bingo at 7 o'clock. And so it's just like regular bingo, but instead of numbers, you're playing with songs. It costs $1 for a card, and if you're the big winner, you get an Indie Brewworks gift card. On Thursday nights, they have trivia at 7 o'clock. There's a big following for that as well. And on the first Saturday of the month, they have beer yoga. So if that's your thing, that'll be coming up on Saturday, November the 5th. The Farmer's Market is getting ready to wrap up, so this Thursday will be the last market for the season. So they're open from 4 to 7 right behind Annie Mae's in the parking lot. So again, you have one more time to experience the market. And then Uncle Jack's is another location that has live music. So Dickie's on Wednesday, and Uncle Jack's has live music on Friday night. Keyboardist Brian Leedy starts playing at 6 o'clock. He's super talented. I've heard him play before, and he plays on a regular basis at Uncle Jack's, so be sure and check that out. And then also, if you're wanting to take a stab at singing, which is not my thing, that's always the talent I wish I had. I cannot sing, but I wish I did. I mean, I wish I could.
Can you whistle? I mean, go.
That does not matter. No, I cannot whistle either. But karaoke is where I was going with that, is Friday nights at Turbo's. So that's when all the wannabes like me get brave and get up and sing, but you will never see me do that.
And I guess you can't really whistle along with karaoke.
No, that's
it kind of
right.
Defeats the point.
That's right. So Turbo's Friday night at 9 o'clock. And also, I just want to encourage everyone to look at all of the Facebook pages for Uncle Jack's and Dickie's and Turbo's and the brewery and Big Cheese and all the downtown restaurants and the around town restaurants to check out their food specials and make them a part of maybe your meal planning as you're getting ready for next week. Also, I might point out too that when you're talking about things coming to an end, Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo, you know, in Independence we have on Saturdays and Sundays rides that you can ride. So a carousel and an antique carousel and a miniature train, and we have miniature golf. But all those things are going to be wrapping up soon. So I believe everything closes on Saturday the 29th, which is the day of the Grand Parade. So the Marching Band Festival will be taking place out at the park. So they leave the rides open during that time because there's a lot of kids out there on that day. But then that will be the last of it. So be sure and make that maybe something that you want to plug in maybe this weekend. There's going to be a lot of things happening at the park. We'll have a chili cook-off and some things that I'll talk about in a little bit. But it's your last couple of opportunities to ride the train and the carousel. And then Glow Golf, they've moved that up to this Friday. This is the last Glow Golf of the season as well. So Glow Golf is going to start at 7 o'clock until 10, and they have some spooky things in store. I just got a flyer the other day, and it looks like they're going to have Witch's Brew, and which is basically Hawaiian Punch and Sprite and sherbet.
Oh,
so that'll be
good.
Fun. $3 a cup. They're encouraging everyone to dress in costume and just make it a fun night. They're going to have kettle corn and cotton candy and all kinds of fun things related to Halloween. And then we have football. So football will be Friday night and Saturday night. So the IHS Bulldogs will take on El Dorado. Kickoff is at 7. And then on Saturday, ICC will take on Ellsworth. And that kickoff is at 3 in the afternoon. And now we're getting ready to talk all things Niwala.
Okay.
So one of the things I want to point out is the second annual Independence Gun Club fundraiser and auction at the Sporting Heritage Center at 212 North Penn Avenue in downtown Independence. And this group will be having all kinds of food available inside. I believe it's pulled pork that they're going to be serving. They're going to have lunch and dinner and axe throwing. They're going to have a hospitality room, which is always kind of nice if the weather gets a little bit chilly or damp by chance. It's always a nice place to kind of come in, and they have tables as well. So if you've been walking around and your legs are tired, you can come in and sit down. They're going to have some live music. And so, let's see, live music will be Thursday the 27th at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, they're going to have a live auction, and it's a fundraiser for the Sporting Heritage Center. And this, again, is the second time that they've had it. So be sure and stop by there. Craig Boddington will be there. So it's sure to be an impressive auction, always great food and fun people to hang around with. So make sure you stop by. That's right in the heart of downtown, so you can't miss it when you're walking around all those food stands that are coming up. So now here's Niwala. So headquarters is open, and you can make all of your purchases for tickets, Niwala swag like I have on, at 220 North Penn Avenue. Right now they're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 1. Those hours will change a little bit as we progress closer to the completion of Niwala.
Sure. And I know you're going to talk about some of the events coming up, but what are the actual ticketed events?
So the ticketed events will be the play that we're going to hear Dee talk about in just a minute, which is a musical, actually, musical production of Peter Pan. And then Monday night is talent night, where 32 high school seniors will be vying for Queen Neela the 81st. And then on Tuesday night is coronation, where they will crown the queen. And then also on Friday, the following Friday, the Marine Forces Reserve Band will be performing. Those tickets are free, but you do have to have a ticket to be able to get in. So those are the ticketed events.
Okay, got it.
There
Thank
we
you.
Go. And you can get those tickets online this year, too.
Oh, okay.
So you can get them at headquarters. You can get them online at niwala.com. And Dee will be talking about the musical performances and all of the times for those. I might point out that Monday night and Tuesday night for talent and coronation, both events start at 7 o'clock, so that makes it easy to remember. Food stands are going to open up at 11 on Wednesday. Carnival rides will open at 5 o'clock that same day. And in Independence, it's all about parades. So we have on Thursday, we have the Doodah Parade, which is the adult parade, much like a Mardi Gras theme, kind of. And then Friday, and that's at 6 o'clock. And then Friday is the Kitty Parade at 4 o'clock. And then the Grand Parade will start at 11 o'clock. And the Marine Forces Band will also be marching in the band. They will be performing on Friday night, and they will also be marching in the Marching Band Festival that will be on Saturday afternoon. So three great opportunities to see their performance. They are always phenomenal. It's a big deal when we're able to get them into our community. So on Friday the 28th at 6 o'clock, that's when the Marine Forces Reserve Band will play. And then the Marching Band Festival starts, as I mentioned, on Saturday at 1:30 at Schulte Stadium. So be sure and put that on your calendar. So with that, I always like to bring people in studio with me. It's always nice to hear from other people besides myself and people who have more detailed information about things to be able to share with the listening audience. So we've been planning all along to have somebody come and visit about the musical this year. And so this morning I have Dee Bird Molnar, who is the assistant director. And I know you guys were talking off air about all the things you have in common with being in musical productions yourself, right,
oh, sure.
James?
Yep. Lots of stuff in high school.
Yeah. So with that, I want to welcome Dee, and I want Dee, tell us everything we need to know about this musical production.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is super exciting. We have brought together people from all over Montgomery County, a couple of different cities, Dewey, Coffeyville, Tyro, Independence, and brought in students and adults and little teeny tinies. We call them the Tinks, and they are just having a ball. So it's an exciting production. Most of the music is so fun, and you can sing along if you know the songs. We are flying in Peter Pan with a company called Foy. They're out of Las Vegas. They came in special to hook up all of Peter Pan and Wendy and Michael and John, and they are just soaring high. And it's such a fun show. So
I'm curious. I've never asked this question recently, but how many people are in this production?
I would venture to say about 80 people. I don't think I'm including everyone, plus all the people behind stage. There are so many people working to put this together. There are people working on sets and lights and sound, and it is so fun. One of the wonderful things about the sound this year is everything's being done through the orchestra. So it's charming and warm and fun. The nights of our shows are Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 7, and Sunday at 2. So,
and I think I have my tickets.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think they're like $12 and $14. So super affordable.
Very reasonable.
Yes.
Just considering production. How much you would pay for a show of this magnitude in like Wichita, say, I mean, it would be a lot more. So that's really great. And it's always kind of cool to see, you know, local people come out of the woodwork for something like this. Because, you know, we have a lot of talent in this area. It's some people who maybe acted in college or high school and wanted to do it again. And so that's just really neat. And that also means you're in Tech Week right now. So it's a busy time.
It is a busy time. One of the wonderful things about this area is people grow up on the theater here. They grow up doing children's theater and then high school and college theater. So it's people have a lot of experience. We're starting them out young with this show as well. We're starting them out at 5 years old for the Tinks. 5 and 6, I should say, yes.
No, that's nice. Wonderful.
Yeah, those are some youngsters.
Yeah.
And they're there late nights. I see their cars at Memorial Hall practicing rehearsing every night. So
Tech Week, it's a little bit longer, but we aren't keeping the little ones that late. So, but yeah, Tech Week is a little bit longer.
I've always admired from, you know, a director's point of view, and this is the true for, you know, even movies and theater and everything. You have to kind of do everything out of order, you know, based on, you know, all right, okay, the kids got to go to bed, you know, early, so then we got to do them first. And you have all these things that seem very incongruent, but then at the end of the day, everything lines up and it clicks this week.
It does click this week.
You know, one of the things I want to point out too that Dee did mention, but I think is incredible that all of our musical performances year after year are done with a live orchestra. No recorded music is played. And I mean, they're talented individuals. You don't really even realize they're down in the pit when you're sitting in the Memorial Hall watching the performance on stage. It just kind of happens. And that alone is impressive, too.
Now, do you bring in the orchestra? Are that locals as well?
The orchestra is local as
wow.
well. Yeah, we haven't brought anyone in for this except for the flying. So,
sure.
But they are all local, and it's fun. I was up in the balcony last night watching the show, and it's a pleasure to just watch it all happen. All the elements come together. The orchestra's down in the pit. The people are on stage. It's just a pleasure.
How many people will fly?
We have a total of five people flying.
Fun.
And the understudies have learned how to fly too, so.
Excellent.
I think that will be lots of fun. So, I have seen Peter Pan on the stage of Memorial Hall. How many years ago was that?
It was back in 98, I think.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Yeah, yes. I was talking with Denise about that, actually. Denise Hines, Generalissimo. So, because I know she was the one who chose the
yes.
play, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I'm sure she had some input, but you know, that's just really, really neat that, you know, to have the opportunity, and you know, you have to go through all those, what, Samuel French, I think, are they the ones who license everything out? It's always a fun time, but that is just impressive, I think, to put on something of this magnitude, because people don't realize, they really don't, when you go to something like this, how much work is this the very tip of the iceberg as far as the magnitude of effort that goes into a production like this. So
we are super, super proud and pleased with everyone. They've worked super hard and we are excited. Please come see the show.
Yeah. So dates and times one more time, run that through.
Friday, Saturday at 7 and Sunday matinee at 2. Tickets are, like I said, around $12 to $14, well worth the money. And we hope that everyone will get their tickets. And you can not only get them at the Niwala headquarters, but again, you can get them online, niwala.com.
And is it general admission or do you choose your seats?
Choose your seat. Okay, gotcha. Yes. So, and there's, as Dee mentioned, there's balcony seating. So, and there's not a bad seat in the house. There truly isn't. It seats close to 1900 people. And, I've sat everywhere in the auditorium and I can always see. So great.
Good deal.
Great seat. So what day are you going to go, James? Oh, I'm going to hold you to this. Right, don't be saying you're going to go and then
Saturday. It's usually the best day for me to do something late, you know, in the evening. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Saturday. Don't miss it.
I'm going to be there.
Okay.
All right.
And all right.
I'm a man of my word. Okay. So you heard it right here. Okay. I'll be there.
We're going to talk about it on Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. We'll compare our notes.
Okay.
See what we thought.
I'll be there.
About it. Okay. So a couple other things, if it's all right with you, I just want to talk about Trunk or Treat. So in Independence, we know how to pack some weeks. So as I said, we're going to have 3 parades in the upcoming week. And then right after that, we're going to have the Veterans Day of Honor parade. And then we're going to have a holiday parade. So we have 5 parades in like 4 weeks, it feels like. But also packed in there is Trunk or Treat. So Halloween falls on the Monday right after Niwala, and it's completely free to all the kids. So even though mom and dad have spent all their money buying wristbands for the carnival rides and food at the food stands, know that you can put back on your kiddie parade costume and bring your kids downtown for a safe experience of Trunk or Treat. I'm just needing some trunks. I'm needing some more people to participate. And it's from 6 to 7:30 in downtown Independence on Halloween evening. You can call the chamber office at 331-1890 to get signed up. The forms and the waiver releases are on the website as well. And, you know, I was out at Walmart and there was a bag of like 375 pieces of actually really good candy for, I think, $25. And you need about 1,000 pieces of candy. And so, you know, it's something fun to do with your friend, go together, share the expense, do it with some coworkers, do it with your neighbors and say, let's, you know, turn the lights off at our house and go downtown and hang out and do Trunk or Treat. So consider that. We would greatly appreciate your participation. It's a wonderful way to support the youth of our community. And then lastly, I want to remind everyone of the Saturday, November the 5th is the 6th annual Veterans Day of Honor, and we are selling t-shirts right now, and the t-shirts are on sale through Friday the 21st. All the proceeds for these red shirts and their patriotic shirts will go to help purchase more American flags in our downtown. Not actually more, continue to be able to replace them. I think maybe we've maxed out at about 300 flags. Now we just have to make sure that they stay beautiful, and they need to be changed out about every 6 months, and that is kind of expensive. So all the proceeds from that as well as the cornhole tournament will go to support the flag project. So I think the shirts are like $20 or $22. You can order them on the chamber's website. You can get the information on our Facebook page at Get Independence. You can again call us at the office at 331-1890 and we'll give you more information about that. So once we get past Niwala. So next Tuesday, I'll probably hit on Niwala a little bit more, but I'll really talk a lot about all of the events that we have scheduled for Veterans Day of Honor.
Sure. That's all coming up. So like you say, you know how to pack these events in. It's a busy, busy time, but it is just so incredible. If people, again, we always say this like every week, but if people complain there's nothing to do, they're not trying.
That's right. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, Lisa and Dee, it was wonderful to meet you, Dee, and I'm looking forward to the play, the musical, excuse me. I'm very much looking forward to see it because I will be over there one of the days.
Okay. See you then.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. All right, and we will get started with Open Line right after this here on the Mighty 690.